make Down Memory Lane possible, as does the Grand in Ellsworth with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Saturday, August 1st, performing all Glenn's hits and a salute to veterans. Tickets at grandonline.org. Well, here we are on the last day of July, streaming your way over mpbn.net at our usual time of 2 o'clock. And, of course, we have other July 31sts to visit as we take you from 1915 to 1975 once again. And, of course, we listen to the hits that became popular in those weeks containing the 31st of July. And we do this in 10-year increments, as you know. Starting 100 years ago this week, a familiar old tune, which was popularized 100 years ago this week by the Lyric Quartet, Down Among the Sheltering Palms. Down Among the Sheltering Palms. Also new to popularity 100 years ago this week, this little novelty from Billy Murray, which was foreseeing a similar hit 58 years later, when we had that song called Beep Beep, which featured a race between a little Nash Rambler and a caddy, and you know who won that one. The Rambler. Well, this is one in which the common automobile of the day, the Ford, was very enduring through all kinds of mishaps, and you'll find out what as we bring you Billy Murray 100 years ago this week, and the little Ford rambled right along. Thank you.
Jones and a pretty little queen took a ride one day in his big limousine. The car kicked up and the engine wouldn't crank. There wasn't any gas in the gasoline tank. Just about that time along came Nord, and he rambled right along in his little old Ford. He stole that queen as his engine sang a song, and his little old Ford just rambled right along. His little old Ford rambled right along, and the little old Ford rambled right along. The gas ran out in the big machine, but the darned little Ford don't need gasoline. The big limousine had to back downhill, but the blamed little Ford is going up still. When it runs out of dope, just fill it up with soap, and the little Ford will ramble right along. They ran over glass and they ran over nails. They ran over pigs and puppy dogs' tails. They spotted a cop and shot out of sight. They rambled all day till almost night. They smashed up fences and telegraph poles. Ran into ditches and deep chuck holes. They bumped into a preacher and the preacher took a ride. Then the Ford rambled on with Johnny and his bride. The little old Ford rambled right along, and the little old Ford rambled right along. He swung around the corner and he ran into a mule, and the darned old donkey kicked like a fool. He brayed and he balked and he kicked the wheels, but he had to quit kicking to save his heels. When she blows out a tire, just wrap it up with wire, and the little Ford will ramble right along. You can smash the top and smash up the seat, twist it out of shape till both ends meet. Smash the body and rip out a gear, smash up the front and smash up the rear. Bend up the fender and rip off the tires, break up the lamps and cut out the wires. Throw in the clutch to the dickens with the juice, and the little old Ford will go to beat the juice. The little old Ford, it rambled right along, and the little old Ford, it rambled right along. Now cut that out, you naughty tease. 'Tis a left-hand drive and a right-hand squeeze. Patch it up with a piece of string, chewing gum, or any old thing. When the power gets sick, just hit it with a brick, and the little Ford will ramble right along.
Billy Murray and the little Ford rambled right along. Here's Billy again, 10 years later, with another humorous song, the kind of thing he did so well. And 90 years ago this week, Billy's hit was Don't Bring Lulu.
Requested, wrote little Johnny White. But with his invitation, there is a stipulation. When you attend this party, you'll all be treated right. But there's a wild and woolly woman you boys can't invite. You can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Rose with a turned up nose, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu always wants to do what the folks don't want her to. When she thrusts her stuff around, London Bridge is falling down. You can bring cake for a porterhouse steak, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu gets blue and goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of smarty, breaks up every party. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself. Last week we had a party, a real high-toned affair. And then along came Lulu, wild as any Zulu. She started into Charleston and how the boys did there. But when she did the hula hula, then she got the air. You can bring Flo, her dad's got dough, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Lil, she's an awful pill, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu has the reddest hair, auburn here and henna there. How
can we boys keep our heads? Wolves go wild when they see red. You can bring teas and colors and cheese, but don't bring Lulu. When she gets sore and slams the door, the plates fly off the shelf. She can make a villa wild on Sarsaparilla. Hullabaloo, Lulu, don't bring Lulu. She'll come here herself. Don't bring Lulu. Crackers and jam, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu goes wild, and when she's wild, she climbs upon the shelf. She can make a pasta, be a dancing master. Pull up a Lulu, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
Billy Murray, 90 years ago this week, don't bring Lulu. Another hit from this week ending August the 1st, 1925, from Harry Razor's Syncopators. He was one of the famous banjoists of the 1920s. And with his Syncopators, he had a hit here with Yearning Just for You. Just for You was Harry Razor's Syncopators. Let's move on now 10 years to the week ending August the 3rd, 1935. And we come in line here with the next big dance picture from Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers with a score by Irving Berlin. Many beautiful hits from Irving over the next few weeks from Top Hat. And the plot had centered around mistaken identity, but really you went to the pictures to see them dance. And here's the biggest hit out of Top Hat, becoming a hit for Fred Astaire on records. 80 years ago this week, Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Fred Astaire with Cheek to Cheek. And we'll have more from Fred with other hit tunes from Top Hat in coming weeks. Right now we move on to Russ Morgan and his orchestra. Russ having his second hit appearance for Columbia here as he brings us his version of a song we've heard three times. And this will be the final time we hear a hit version of In a Little Gypsy Tea Room. We heard it introduced a month ago by Bob Crosby, who had the number one rendition of it. And now from Russ Morgan, 80 years ago this week. Let's go back to that tea room.
Thank you. It was in a little gypsy tea room when I was feeling blue. It was in a little gypsy tea room I first laid eyes on you. When the gypsy came to read the tea leaf, it made me feel quite gay. When she said that someone in the tea room would steal my heart away, I really thought it inconceivable. But just imagine my surprise. You made the story quite believable, right there in front of my eyes. With a smile that's sweeter than the roses, you made a dream come true. It was in a little gypsy tea room I gave my heart to you.
Russ Morgan and his orchestra there in a little gypsy tea room. Next, a new hit from Hal Kemp and his orchestra 80 years ago this week. Didn't want to swear here, I guess, so they called this song You're So Darn Charming. The vocal by Bob Allen.
Danger if I care too much, but oh,
gone charming.
You're so darn charming. I mean, really. No wonder you never heard that one before. And that was not a dirty record. That was a new record. It had little bubbles in the shellac. It made those clicking noises. Now, this was an excuse in World War II when you couldn't get shellac from India, from whence this material came. But in 1935, there was no need to grind up old records to make new ones, which is what they did in World War II. Thus, you got pieces of paper in the shellac that often gave you surface noise. But these bubbles, I don't know, I guess we'll have to endure them again next week, since the other side was also a so-called hit. I mean, you're so darn charming, really. Xavier Cugat now to end our visit to 1935 for this week, weekending August the 3rd. And yummy. Let's buy some from this guy, the coconut pudding vendor. The vocal here by Pedro Barrios and Faust Delgado for Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra 80 years ago this week.
Llevo el mejor budín, el mejor budín con coco, si tú quieres usar. Cómprame budín morena, ya se va a terminar. Si tu negro te lo ordena, que budín, ya con esto se acabó. Que budín, lo mejor de lo mejor. Que budín, ya con esto se acabó. Que budín, lo mejor de lo mejor. Y el budín con coco, con coco, con coco. Y el budín con coco, con coco, con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Compárame uno, compárame dos, compárame el otro si te gustó. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco.
Mi budincito tan sabrosito, mi negra lo llevo yo.
Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco. Tiene coco, sabe a coco. Tiene coco el budín con coco.
Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra with Pedro Berrios and Fausto Delgado, the vocals there for the coconut pudding vendor. Let's move on 10 years now to the week ending August the 4th, 1945. And our list of newcomers 70 years ago this week begins with Harry James and his orchestra. Harry having a hit with this first tune to the hit parade from Rodgers and Hammerstein's new musical Carousel. We heard it introduced last week by Perry Como, and now Buddy DeVito to sing for Harry and his version of If I Loved You.
Again, I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way, round in circles I'd go.
Harry James and his orchestra, Buddy DeVito, the vocal there for If I Loved You. Next, we have a song that came out of a biographical movie, a great boxer. This is a movie entitled The Great John L., and it gave Tommy Dorsey a hit here. A song out of The Great John L. here, sung by Stuart Foster. A Friend of Yours.
Just say that I'm a friend of yours.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Stuart Foster, the vocal, for a friend of yours from the picture, The Great John L. Next we have Martha Tilton having a hit with a Mel Torme composition 70 years ago this week, Stranger in Town.
See the old gang again, but you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet, but it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be in my own hometown? nothing for me. Will I always be a stranger in my old hometown? In my old hometown.
Martha Tilton and Stranger in Town. Now, here's one of those songs that, to me, marks one of the first songs I remember very well. I was a four-year-old and living in New York, and where we went to after World War II. And every Saturday afternoon, my mother took me to this movie theater where they had a kids' cartoon and kids' movies. But not only that, a stage show with clowns and sing-alongs with the audience and happy birthdays to individuals in the audience. A really fine production, as I can remember, from the age of four. And one of the songs they sang constantly in the fall of 1945 was this song, which I'd forgotten about until searching out all these records for the show here, because this did make the hit parade, and it's a very catchy tune. Maybe others had childhood memories of this. And the hit belonged to Milt Hirth's trio with the vocalists, the Jesters, here for Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy Had No Hair. Remember it now?
Fuzzy Wuzzy lost his crop in the North Pole barber shop. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. They say that all the seals in Hudson Bay envy Fuzzy's fuzz, but when they cut his rug away, he wasn't what he used to was. 'Cause Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Fuzzy, wasn't Fuzzy, Fuzzy, wasn't Fuzzy, Fuzzy.
The Milt Hearth Trio with the Jesters and Fuzzy Wuzzy and Warpy was the record. Oh, that was a terrible warp. You know, these nice tone arms that we still have at MPBN, very lightweight, doesn't take much to set them off, but when I played that on my old record player at home, it didn't sound like that because it was tracking with that heavy old tone arm. But anyway, Fuzzy Wuzzy, part of history here. As we leave the week ending August the 4th, 1945, with Freddie Slack and his orchestra, and a tune we heard introduced 3 weeks ago by Woody Herman, we have Liza Morrow doing the vocal here for Freddie on A Kiss Goodnight.
And the good night starts. I found a condition like this. There's a reason why every scheming guy wants to end it with a kiss. A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this fact: a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. For a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turn about face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Leads to a dozen or more. Baby, give me one more kiss.
Kiss Goodnight. Liza Morrow was singing that for Freddie Slack and his orchestra. As we head on now 10 years to the week ending August the 6th, 1955. Well, Davy Crockett really started something in American pop music in 1955 as it dragged up songs from Americana. And this is one of them that became a huge hit, starting with Mitch Miller's version of this 60 years ago this week. An old Civil War campfire song was resurrected as a fine number one eventually for Mitch Miller, The Yellow Rose of Texas.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. this little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Another of those great enduring hits that Stan Freberg would have a ball with, and we'll hear his parody of that coming up in October. But that's where it started, here with Mitch Miller and his gang there, the Yellow Rose of Texas, new this week ending August the 6th, 1955. Here's Kay Starr now, her new one 60 years ago this week, Good and Lonesome.
Good while you're gone, I'll be lonesome while you're gone. I'll be good and lonesome while you're gone. Sure as stars are in the sky, from the day we said goodbye, I'll be mighty lonesome while you're gone. Every night I'll pound the pillow, feeling weepy as a willow, when my room return, but I'll be good while you're gone. I'll be lonesome while you're gone. I'll be good, lonesome, and blue. So before you go away, won't you let me hear you say you'll be good, lonesome, too? I'll be good while
I'll
you're
be
gone.
Also good.
I'll be lonesome while
I'll be
you're gone.
Lonesome too.
I'll be good and lonesome while you're gone. Sure as stars are
stars
in, the sky,
in the sky
from the day we said
goodbye,
I'll be mighty lonesome when you're gone. Every night I found the pillow, feeling weepy as a willow, when my room is cold and still, oh, how I yearn for your return. But I'll be glad when
I'll
you're
gone.
I'll
be so good.
I'll be lonesome while
I'll
you're
be
gone.
Lonesome too.
I'll be good and lonesome and blue. So before you
when
go
you
away,
go away,
won't you let me
let
hear
me
you
hear
say,
you say
you'll be good and lonesome. Good lonesome too.
Good and Lonesome with K-Star. Well, this Americana theme continues now, as we have a song from a motion picture starring Burt Lancaster called The Kentuckian, back here in 1955. And it was all about a guy from Kentucky traveling to Texas in the 1820s with his son, hoping to start a new life. The guys that had the hit with the Kentuckian song were some fellas that got their start at Western Kentucky State University in Bowling Green and became the first hit makers for Dot Records. And here they are, 60 years ago this week, the Hilltoppers with the Kentuckian song.
I see my darling in each spray of summer sunlight. I see my darling in the leaves that fall. If my darling and her heart were not for me. In the gum tree, the raccoon on the ground, told everyone but my darling of the happiness I found. My heart would cry more than the weeping willow tree if my darling
Hilltoppers with the Kentuckian song. Our final newcomer this week, ending August the 6th, 1955, from Patty Page. How about Piddly Patter Patter?
My heart goes piddly patter patter, piddly patter patter. Every time I look at you, I don't know what's the matter matter, what's the matter matter, piddly patter boo hoo. My eyes go flickety flatter flatter, flickety flatter flatter. Every time I see you smile, my heart goes piddly patter patter, piddly patter patter, piddly patter all the while. Believe me when I tell you. Believe me when I say, my heart has done some funny little things, but I never felt quite this way. When you go out and leave me, I don't feel nothing then. But when you're near, I swear swear, my dear, that the same thing starts again. My heart goes piddly-patter-patter, piddly-patter-patter, every time I look at you. I don't know what's the matter, matter, what's the matter, but I think it's 'cause I love you. But I never felt quite this way. When you go out and leave me, I don't feel nothing then. But when you're near, I swear, my dear, that the same thing starts again. My heart goes piddly-patter-patter, piddly-patter-patter, every time I look at you. I don't know what's the matter, matter, what's the matter, but I think it's 'cause I love you. Piddly-patter-patter, piddly-patter-patter, piddly-patter-patter.
Piddly-batter-patter, pitter, Peter Piper picked... No. Okay, Patty Page, we've had enough of the P sounds here. As we move along to this midpoint on our trip down memory lane, which, of course, you know is streaming your way, over the website of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network, mpbn.net. And the new show appears here, of course, every Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, as it used to appear on the radio. But now we're with you worldwide on the internet streaming at that time. Well, of course, that isn't the only time you can pick up a show. The new show, it'll be on the site there streaming for you during the week, and then it'll be moved into the files, and the files are right there on the Down Memory Lane page of previous programs, which you can download as podcasts and put on your devices and do what you will with them. Hopefully enjoy. Well, anyway, now let's move on to 1965 and check out some of the news that was being made 50 years ago this week. So we look at the front page of the Bangor Daily News for Thursday, the 29th of July, 1965. The Senate Wednesday approved and sent to President Johnson his $6.5 billion health and welfare measure, including a Medicare program for the elderly and increased Social Security benefits. The Senate vote on this historic measure was 70-24. If Johnson signs the bill into law Friday or Saturday, as expected, the first of its provisions will take effect September 1st. These would be liberalizations of certain eligibility requirements for Social Security recipients. Average 7% increases in Social Security benefits retroactive to January 1st are expected to begin showing up in monthly checks later in September, when beneficiaries will get a check for the new amount plus a 7-month retroactive increase. And some of the features of the precedent-setting Medicare portion: a hospital insurance plan for persons 65 or over permits coverage for up to 90 days. The patient would pay the first $40 of the bill. After 60 days, he would contribute $10 a day toward costs. And then a voluntary insurance plan to cover doctor bills and other costs, which the persons over 65 could obtain by paying $3 a month. The government would match this contribution. The patient would pay the first $50 of his doctor bills each year and 20% of the remainder. The plan would pick up the other 80%. So Medicare coming into being 50 years ago. And from Istanbul, Turkey, this report: an Iraqi Air Force plane, apparently on an attack mission against Kurdish rebels, strayed over the Turkish border Wednesday and bombed a Turkish village. One Turk was killed and four seriously injured. The Turkish Ministry of the Interior said the plane dropped four bombs on the village of Kukarka in the southeast Turkish province of Hakkari on the Iraqi border. And finally, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the nation's governors Wednesday almost unanimously voted their full support of President Johnson's announced military buildup in the Vietnam War. Only two governors, Republicans Mark Hatfield of Oregon and George Romney of Michigan, said no when the voice vote was taken on a motion offered by Governor Carl Sanders of Georgia. The expression of support was given only minutes after the governors, assembled at their 57th annual conference, had heard the president's news conference announcement of the step-up in military commitments to Vietnam. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Thursday, the 29th of July, 1965. And now the newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100 this week ending July the 31st, 1965. Let's see, we start with a couple of number fives eventually as the highest ranking newcomers, and we'll choose the one that was on the chart the longer. And that would have been 16 weeks for the Ramsey Lewis Trio, having their second outing on the Hot 100 with an instrumental version of a song that had been a hit earlier in 1965 for Dobie Gray. We're speaking of the In Crowd.
Thank you.
The in crowd from Ramsey Lewis, new this week ending July the 31st, 1965. Also number five eventually on the Hot 100, as we first have the first of three Motown hits on this list of newcomers 50 years ago this week. The Four Tops. It's the same old song. Same old song. It hasn't changed in 50 years. The Four Tops for us this week ending July the 31st, 1965. From England now, we get the second appearance of the Yardbirds on Hot 100 with Heart Full of Soul.
Gone to show. says she wants me. Tell her that I'll be there. And if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message. Tell her of my plea. And I go, well, if she had me back again, well, I would never make her sad. I'm not a heartful soul.
The Yardbirds and a Heart Full of Soul. Back to Motown now for our second new Motown hit this week, ending July the 31st, 1965. And it was bound to happen sooner or later. The Supremes could not continue having number one hits every time they came aboard the Hot 100. They had had five in a row, and now this was the loser, if you can call number 11 on the Hot 100 a loser, but I don't know. The spell was broken. The Supremes were their new one 50 years ago this week. Nothing but heartaches. Supremes. Off to Texas now for the second appearance of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs on the Hot 100. This is following their very successful debut in April of 65 with Wooly Bully. How about Juju Hand?
Alligator claw and some move that does. Oh, you better do gotta say goodbye. I got a Yokomata Hoover back with doo-doo hand. The Yokomata Hoover back with show is grand. Makes your eyes look red and your tongue turn green. The strongest mess that you ever seen. The pull your hand used to be real strong. It kept you straight when you did me wrong. As time went by, you just got so mean. But the Yokomata Hoover back with
say, what did he say? Oh, he said the title anyway, Juju Hand. Sam the Sham the Sam and the Pharaohs, I guess. Let's have our third outing from Motown, this list of newcomers, weekending July the 31st, 1965. Junior Walker and the All-Stars having their third outing with Shake and Finger Pop. Giving Daddy G some competition there. Junior Walker, along with the All-Stars and Shakin' Finger Pop. Let's do the Freddy for the last time here as Freddy and the Dreamers show up here for the last time on the Hot 100. Oh, little you.
One, two, oh, what one, you going two, to do?
There's a little truth in every lie you tell me. A little good in all the bad you do. Instead of running away, listen when I say, all I want is just a little you. I've been wanting you to say the words I love you. A little love would make my dreams come true. Instead of running away, listen when I say, all I want is just a little you. There's nothing in this world I couldn't do. If you would only say you love me true, all I want is a little you, through the day and through the night time too, just a little you. There's a little truth in every lie you tell me, a little
you. Okay, bye-bye to Freddy and the Dreamers. Well, you couldn't really do the Freddy to that, but it did have a connection to doing the Freddy. It was from the LP of that title, from Mercury, and this was released as a single, A Little You. Well, we have something English to follow that, as Sounds Orchestral, studio group featuring the pianist Johnny Pearson, made its second and final appearance on our Hot 100. They had a much better time of it at the beginning of 1965 when they brought us their version of Cast Your Fate to the Wind. And now they go back to 1956 for this oldie called Canadian Sunsets.
Thank you.
Sounds Orchestral with Canadian Sunset. We had a one-shot from a guy named Derek Martin 50 years ago this week. You better go.
Well, I know it's getting late, but just another kiss before we say goodnight. Come on and hold me tight. No, 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 please don't close the door. I'm feeling something new I've never felt before. Just another minute more. I know this is unfascination. Look at you, look at me, falling in love. Gotta be love. I just don't have an explanation.
Goodbye to Derek Martin, and you better go. The Searchers. Here was an invasion group running out of steam. They were down here at number 79 with their new one 50 years ago this week. He's Got No Love.
Sometimes a man might wanna
had no love to stand beside. He'd give the world to know someone would care for him. He hopes someday someone would share love with him. Sometimes a man feels oh so sad. Sometimes a man is hurt so bad. He wonders why he's feeling sad inside. It's 'cause he's got no love to stand beside. He's got no love.
Got No Love from The Searchers. Well, Perry Como had his second and final outing of 1965 on the Hot 100 with this little goodie. He sings here with the Anita Kerr Quartet. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee, 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 ooh-wee. That's how my heart sings. Each time that you kiss me, I'm in orbit without wings. Ooey, 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 that's how my love sings. It sounds like the magic of the church bell when it rings. Every second, every minute, there's a new excitement in it. Every time I hear you sighing, I take off and I'm flying. You're my baby and I show it. I want all my friends to know it. So when everyone comes knocking, our love song will be rocking. Ooh, 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 that's how my heart sings. Each time that you kiss me, I'm in orbit without wings. Ooh, 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 that's how my love sings. It sounds like the magic of the church bell when it rings. Darling, there's no use pretending. Love like ours is never ending. If I'm flying high above you, it means how much I love you. Touch me and I get that feeling. Hug me and I'm on the ceiling. When I'm up there and I'm sailing, here's what you'll hear me playing. Ooey, 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 that's how my heart sings. Each time that you kiss me, I'm in orbit without wings. Ooey, 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 that's how my love swings. It sounds like the magic of the church bell when it rings. Ooey, 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 that's how my heart sings. Each time that you kiss me, I'm in orbit.
Ooey, ooey, with Perry Como. And it would be a couple of years before he showed up again for one of his infrequent visits to the Hot 100. But he'd been pretty solid there for 20 years on the hit parade. We're coming to an end to our visit to the week ending July the 31st, 1965, with Della Reese, her new one called After Loving You.
Now after loving you, what else is there to do? 'Cause honey, all the rest are gonna just be second best. I know to anyone just no good to anyone after loving you. Your love, your precious love cannot be replaced by somebody who's got a handsome face.
Della Reese bringing up the rear of this list of newcomers 50 years ago this week with a number 95 for After Loving You. That means we're moving on to July of 1975. 40 years ago, let's check out some of the news from 40 years ago this week from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Tuesday the 29th of July 1975. From Warsaw, President Ford welcomed to Warsaw Monday by an estimated 250,000 Poles, joined Polish leader Edward Gierek in praising the controversial European Security Agreement to be signed this week in Helsinki. Ford's arrival marked the second visit to Poland by an American president. In a joint statement after brief talks, Ford and Gierek said the 35-nation Helsinki Pact could become a genuine and strong stimulus for positively shaping relations among the participant states. The agreement has no enforcement provisions, but is to serve as a code of conduct. The Ford-Gierek communique did not mention the document's reference to maintaining post-World War II European frontiers, a point that has led some American politicians to criticize Ford on grounds that the agreement ratifies the Soviet dominance in Eastern Europe. And coming back to Maine 40 years ago, from Indian Township, Passamaquoddy Tribal Governor Alan Sockerbason of the Indian Township Reservation, including Peter Daner Point and the so-called Princeton Strip, gave the state's director of the Bureau of Forestry 30 days in which to vacate the Forest Service complex on the reservation's property near Route 1. A formal notice that the Indians are planning to take possession of the Forestry Service complex was drafted to Director Fred Holt in Augusta on July 23rd by the Passamaquoddy Tribal Council. The letter says 30 days from the receipt of the letter in which to, quote, vacate the property on which your agents occupy in the northwest corner of U.S. Route 1 and Grand Lake Stream Road on the Indian Township Passamaquoddy Reservation. As you know, the state is and always has been a trespasser on that property, end of quote. And from Augusta, 40 years ago, Governor James Longley Monday asked Dr. John Rosser, the man he handpicked, to resign as commissioner of the Department of Mental Health and Corrections. The governor and Rosser, reportedly at odds over budgetary matters and hiring practices, held a brief meeting after which Longley issued a terse statement announcing the resignation request. A spokesman for Rosser said the commissioner refused to step down and told the governor to put his complaint in writing. An aide said Rosser would not comment until he sees the governor's statement. Those stories from the front page of the Bangor Daily News, Tuesday, the 29th of July, 1975. Now we go to newcomers to Billboard's Hot 100, this week ending August the 2nd, 1975, and here is what turned out to be the greatest hit for Tavares of their 14 entries on the Hot 100, and it was 40 years ago this week. It only takes a minute. Tavares with It Only Takes a Minute. New from the Osmonds 40 years ago this week, The Proud One.
Now there's no use trying to go on.
Gosmans, reviving that Frankie Valli hit from 1966, The Proud One. These chart toppers, 40 years ago this week, belonged to the Eagles. They were number one with the same title. The single, One of These Nights, topping the Hot 100, and the LP, One of These Nights, best-selling LP, according to Billboard. So it was Eagles Week. This week ending August the 2nd, 1975, when Linda Ronstadt had a new hit. Wasn't a new hit. It had first been a hit, posthumously, for Buddy Holly back in February of 1959. Paul Anka composition done here by Linda called It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Oh, baby, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me crying. I've done everything now. I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. Now you go your way, baby, and I.
Stat putting the wraps on it for us this week. You make Down Memory Lane possible, as does the Grand in Ellsworth with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Saturday, August 1st, performing all Glenn's hits and a salute to veterans. Tickets at grandonline.org. And our thanks today go out to James Fitch, Howie Davison, and Jerry Peabody for some of the music we brought you on this edition. You know who's in the background there. It's not Junior Walker. Daddy G. And so until next Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock when we stream with you once again, a new program from 1915 to 1975, this is Toby LaBoudelier wishing you a very pleasant week.